to the Connect Kindness podcast, where we connect people with organizations to inspire kindness. I'm your host, Crystal Aziz, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tim Evans. Thank you so much for joining us on the Connect Kindness podcast. In today's episode, we interview Jet Appling with No Shave November.
Yes, we had a great interview with Jet, and we learned all about No Shave November. We also got some insight into the Matthew Hill Foundation, which No Shave November supports. So without further ado, this is our interview with Jet Appling of No Shave November.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Connect Kindness podcast. I wanted to start off by, you know, allowing Jet to go ahead and talk about No Shave November.
Thanks so much for having me, Crystal. What it is we're asking people to embrace their hair growth, which cancer patients who are going through chemo are unable to do. And with the money that people spend on, you know, hair products and grooming and razors and things like that throughout the entire month, to take that money and donate it towards our fundraiser so that we can help with cancer prevention, awareness, research, and treatment.
You know, No Shave November hashtag is out there in social media. A lot of people do participate, but I think getting to know more on the backstory and why it came to be, that's awesome. Can you share with us a little bit more about the Matthew Hill Foundation? I know that is what the No Shave November Challenge supports, and that is the main foundation that you guys are trying to, you know, bring attention to.
Well, Matthew Hill passed away in 2007 of colorectal cancer, and his children began a page in 2009 as sort of a tribute. And what they did was they took No Shave November as this, you know, annual thing that people were doing, and sort of turned it into this fundraiser to support the Matthew Hill Foundation, which supports other organizations that are doing a lot of amazing work, as I mentioned, with cancer prevention, awareness, research, and treatment.
That's amazing. You know, I'm interested, Jet, to learn, how did you get involved with the Matthew Hill Foundation?
The majority of the work that I've done in my life has been fueled by I want to help people. And that's, you know, obviously super broad, but you can't really figure out the best way to do that. And for a long time, I was doing it as a coach. I was working as a fitness coach, and I wanted to help people who were having issues with their bodies and body image issues and also their health and things like that. And after doing that for so long, and I say so long, it was 12, maybe 13 years, I found that I wanted to find a way to help people on a broader scale. Because as a coach, you're just dealing with one person at a time, and you may not get through to everyone. Sure. However, if I can help hundreds of thousands of people by working in the field of fundraising, then that seemed to be a more efficient way to help people. And that's how I found myself looking for an organization that would sort of allow me to do that. And then I found the Matthew Hill Foundation. We kind of mutually found each other, because while I had been familiar with No Shave November as far as working with the Matthew Hill Foundation, it wasn't until I met someone in the Hill family that it made sense for me to, you know, start, you know, building that relationship with them. And I became their director of fundraising.
Bravo to you to dedicating your time and your life to changing, to making a difference for people and raising awareness to cancer. So I'm really interested in learning what organizations No Shave November raises money for.
For this year's campaign, this is our 10th year. For this year's campaign, the funds raised will benefit St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, Fight Colorectal Cancer, and the Prevent Cancer Foundation. Those three organizations, all of the money that we raise, no less than 80% of every dollar that is raised is going to be split equally between those three organizations. And going back to what I was saying about that amount, I say no less than 80%, but for the 2017 campaign, it was closer to like 89%. Wow. And all of those financials are broken down on our website if anyone who is donating is curious about that, because I know that when it comes to anything that I donate money or time to, I'd like to know, okay, where is this money going? How's my time being used? That sort of thing.
I love that you guys are supporting all these other organizations, because I think one misconception about No Shave November Challenge is that it's only for men. But can you kind of clarify on who can participate and how they can participate?
You know what? We get that question a lot, where women will reach out to us and they say, okay, well, how can I get involved? And because it's not just for men, this is for anyone who can grow hair. So cancer affects everyone, so everyone should be able to participate in what we're doing, hands down. Even if you have alopecia, for that matter, you can still support by sharing other people's fundraising pages And when we talk about No Shave November, at no point do we say, you know, no shave your face November. It is just no shave. And whether that is legs or other body parts, whatever, just still the basic concept still holds, putting down the razor, taking the money you would spend on those products for the month, and then donating it to No Shave November.
Tim, are you trying to grow out your hair for next?
Jet, I am trying to grow a beard a little bit. So I'm trying to do it.
Did you start on the first, or when did you start?
I did start on the first, but I have to be completely honest. My wife wouldn't kiss me with the beard, so I had to shave it so I could kiss my wife, and then I started to grow it back. So
I have a trick for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
It's what I call the couple compatible beard.
Okay.
It's where you let the beard grow, but you shave away the mustache. And like basically that top U shape of the goatee, you should take that away and just leave the facial hair. So that way your facial hair is not like on your lip, is not bothering your partner.
There you go. That's it.
Problem solved.
I like it. I'm going to try that out. You know, November, it's kind of coming to a close, just a few more days, but I know that, you know, No Shave November, although the campaign is just for this month, people can donate to this cause year round. So how can our listeners get involved with No Shave November for the entire year?
Well, that's a great question, because especially since it's close to the end of November, a lot of people are reaching out to us and they're kind of nervous and they're saying, hey, I have these donations. Some people gave them to me in cash or check. How do I get it to you in time? Is there a deadline? And this campaign, those organizations that I mentioned earlier, it's going to go through the end of the year. So as long as people mail in those checks and things to us by the end of the year, that's totally fine. And it'll still, you know, you'll still get these tax deductible receipts sent back to you. So what people can do is start by going to the website, which is no-shave.org. And again, that's no-shave.org. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a button that says donate, and that button is active all year round, so people can start there.
Perfect. For the listeners that also want to get in touch with the Matthew Hill Foundation, how can they reach out to you guys?
Well, other than the website, there's also our Twitter, which is @no_shave. Again, that's @no_shave. And then there is Instagram, which is no_shave_November. November is spelled all the way out. And then on Facebook, there is NoShave NOV. There's no underscores or dashes or anything in between that.
Fantastic. Well, Jet, we really appreciate you spending time with us today, letting our listeners learn more about No Shave November as well as the Matthew Hill Foundation. Love what you guys are doing, and we look forward to following the journey. And next year, I'm going to go from the beginning of November to the end of November, and I'm going to do the little U-shaped trick that that you told me about. I like that.
We're going to have to take a picture and send it over to you, Jet.
Right on. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.